story matter. Absa.
Win that one with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Bill 7 passes second reading. ECZ assures peaceful, free and fair Chawama by-election. And in global news, ECOWAS rejects Guinea-Bissau military transition plan and warns of sanctions. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has passed second reading with an overwhelming vote of 131 to 2. The House proceeded to vote after completing debate on the bill, marking a key stage in the legislative process as the proposed constitutional amendments advance to the next phase. During the debate, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu called on lawmakers to support the bill, stating that its passage would contribute to improving governance and strengthening constitutional provisions for the benefit of Zambia. Mr. Mwimbu emphasized the importance of members of parliament putting national interest first as they considered the proposed amendments, noting that the bill seeks to address governance gaps and enhance service delivery. Meanwhile, Mpika Member of Parliament Robert Kapyanga opposed the bill, describing it as retrogressive. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has assured stakeholders of a peaceful, free, fair and credible election in the forthcoming Chawama parliamentary by-election. ECZ Lusaka District Electoral Officer Victor Gagoli says the commission has put in place robust measures to ensure the safety and security of polling stations, ballot papers and electoral officers. Mr. Gagoli added that electoral staff have undergone comprehensive training to guarantee professionalism, impartiality and efficiency throughout the electoral process. He further disclosed that ECZ is working closely with other stakeholders, including the Zambia Police Service, to ensure that voters can freely express their will without intimidation or disruption, and to maintain peace before, during and after the election.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia is fully prepared to conduct free, fair and credible elections. Robust measures have been put in place to safeguard polling stations, to safeguard the election, the polling stations, the ballot papers and the electoral personnel. In addition, electoral staff have undergone comprehensive training to guarantee professionalism, impartiality and efficiency throughout the process.
Meanwhile, Chawama by-election returning officer Louis Lupando has announced that all preparations are in place for tomorrow's nominations.
So the role of the commission is that of ensuring that the process is okay. The voters also do their own responsibility, which is that of merely asking a vote so that we have representation in the community. But voters and candidates are expected to adhere to all electoral procedures and laws, including the Electoral Code of Conduct, which they should subscribe to through the declaration of compliance to the Electoral Code of Conduct.
Airtel Zambia has disclosed that it has invested $107 million in the rollout of 406 new network sites countrywide, aimed at improving network stability by March 2026. Speaking during a media roundtable in Osaka this morning, Airtel Zambia Managing Director Hussam Bade said that 121 of the 406 sites have already been completed, a move intended to enhance network stability, reliability, and support economic growth through improved services. Mr. Bade explained that the rollout is being implemented in phases to strengthen network performance, particularly during peak usage hours, and will be supported by the integration of artificial intelligence technologies. He noted that many of the challenges currently affecting network performance are linked to ongoing load shedding, adding that the investment also focuses on securing reliable alternative power sources for Airtel's infrastructure. Mr. Bade further revealed that the company has invested about $10 million in alternative power solutions and expressed satisfaction with the improved power supply recorded in recent weeks.
This is a deliberate investment aimed at improving coverage in under-indexed and underserved areas, capacity in high traffic zones, and reliability and resilience of our network and overall customer experience. The investment is part of our long-term strategy to build a network that can sustain Zambia's growing demand for data, business continuity, and digital services. So let me first also acknowledge that and the frustration that many of our customers have shared in the recent months. This period continues to be challenging for all of us as a nation, experiencing ongoing load shedding and broader supply pressures, sometimes in the fuel constraints.
The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment has entered a Nested Emissions Reduction Performance Agreement, or NERPA, with Biocarbon Partners, BCP, aimed at reducing emissions, protecting vital ecosystems, and empowering local communities. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mbosha revealed that his ministry has already secured $30 million from the World Bank for the purchase of 3 million tons of verified carbon credits under the Eastern Province Jurisdictional Sustainable Landscape Program. In a speech read for him by his permanent secretary, Doughty Chiwamba, Mr. Mbosha added that the Nested Performance Reduction Agreement will allow for the transparent and efficient allocation of corresponding revenue to Biocarbon Partners as a nested private project developer based on their demonstrated performance in implementing critical mitigation initiatives, which include forest management and climate smart agriculture, among others. Mr. Mbosha has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring that communities receive fair and equitable benefits from carbon markets.
The Nested Emission Reduction Performance Agreement will allow for the transparent and efficient allocation of the corresponding revenue to Biocarbon Partners based on their demonstrated performance in implementing critical mitigation initiatives. These initiatives include sustainable forest management, climate smart agriculture, and deployment of energy efficient coke stoves, which contribute significantly to emission reductions while promoting the livelihoods of our people.
At the same event, BCP Chief Executive Officer Nick Mudali presented dummy ATM cards representing community payments to 30 partner chiefdoms under the Luangwa Community Forest Project, totaling about $3 million US dollars for the verification period 1st January to 31st December 2023. He said 18 of the chiefdoms are in Eastern Province, with 12 in Lusaka, Central and Muchinga provinces.
This verification covers over 2.1 million hectares. It's the world's largest carbon project, CCP verified, and generating over 2.3 million tons of carbon credits. This marks the final disbursement to the LCFP in the Eastern Province Chieftain in the current structure. So it's not the end. And we will certainly look forward to returning next year as we scale even greater benefits under the jurisdictional program.
In global news, West African leaders have rejected a transition program announced by Guinea-Bissau's military rulers, calling instead for a swift return to constitutional order and warning of targeted sanctions against those obstructing the process. The position was reaffirmed yesterday in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, where heads of state and government met for the 68th summit of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, amid growing concerns over insecurity, economic pressures, and political instability across the region. Opening the summit, ECOWAS Commission Chairman and Sierra Leone's President, Julius Maada Bio, warned that the resurgence of unconstitutional changes of government